virtual meetings assume new role, new importance. Events of the past 2 months with respect to COVID-19 have brought the concept of virtual meetings using personal computers, laptops, and electronic devices to previously unimagined new heights. Once thought to perhaps be a luxury and even a fad, holding meetings that allow each participant to be both seen and heard has now become a necessity. Indeed, video conferencing software is now the cornerstone of any successful and productive team. Several platforms allow for full, face-to-face interaction among participants, division of the main group into several smaller groups, presentation of PowerPoint slides that can tap into the internet and show pictures and videos, and whiteboard privileges that allow the host to add written comments to anything formally presented orally or in writing. One such cloud-based conferencing tool is Zoom, which has already been used by several BVA regional groups holding spring meetings to elect officers and delegates and to conduct other business. It is a platform with accessibility to the blind and visually impaired. The number of Zoom users has increased rapidly during the first 4 months of 2020. The company estimates that 2.22 million monthly active users have been added so far in 2020, while in all of 2019, it added 1.99 million users. To set up a Zoom room or meeting, all that is needed is the following: a computer to sync and run Zoom meetings, a tablet or telephone for attendees to launch the Zoom meetings, a microphone, camera, and speaker for the meeting organizer, one or two HDTV monitors to display remote meeting participants and screen or presentation sharing, an HDMI cable to share computer screens on the television display, and an internet cable to hardwire the connection. A free version of Zoom is the best option, especially if the proposed meeting is to test out the platform or the users are not experienced using it. Users can hold an unlimited number of free meetings, but group meetings with multiple participants are capped at 40 minutes. Each meeting has a unique 9, 10, or 11-digit number called a meeting ID that will be required to join a Zoom meeting. An option is to join via telephone, in which case a teleconferencing number provided in the invite can be used. To join a Zoom meeting other than by phone or tablet, the potential attendee needs an invite from the person or organization running the meeting. This invite is usually delivered via email. It includes a description of the meeting, followed by the date, time, and links or phone information to join it. The link will work on a computer and a smartphone. If links do not have Zoom or a mobile app thereof installed, they will be prompted to download the Zoom software for their device. Linking into a meeting is simple. Click on the app or the invitee link to do so. Below the meeting configuration is a Join button. Once that button is activated, the user is in the meeting. According to assistive technology specialist David Goldfield, it is a good idea to download the Zoom software on electronic devices prior to joining a Zoom meeting. While it is true that there are prompts to download and install the software, performing the prior download offers a little more control to the process. Things will be quicker and smoother once the client joins the meeting. Zoom for Windows will download automatically when the client starts or joins their first Zoom meeting, but it is also available for manual download. For Zoom on smart devices, which allows the client to start, join, and schedule meetings, or to send group text messages, images, and push-to-talk messages, download the mobile app in the Apple Store or in Google Play as appropriate. A Zoom plugin for Skype allows the user to start Zoom instant meetings and invite contacts directly from Skype. Once in a Zoom meeting, users have features at their disposal, such as turning their video and microphone settings on and off, inviting other participants, chatting with other meeting participants, recording the meeting, and sharing the screen. Accessible platforms such as Zoom make meeting remotely much more human and an essential characteristic for users to feel and stay connected. Look for Zoom to be used in meetings of your regional groups and other BVA settings in the very near future. It may not rival the in-person gathering, but it may at least be close to working as the next best thing.